Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Malivi. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skee Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skee Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNeely. Tate moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tate tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive off the glove of Ryan, and into shallow left field. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Ted Gulick pinch runs for Earl McNeely. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Metzler moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Hale reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Gulick now playing first base. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgerow hits a pop-up towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil strikes out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. 1 out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 2 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2. And the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 2 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Badgerow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Badgerow moves to third. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil bunts towards first. Gulick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. Barnes moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Blondie Ryan. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barnes tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Willie Calm now playing third base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosselin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Hale reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-3 in the game. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Badgerow moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodward takes first base on ball 4. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Woodward moves to second. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulivy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mulivy for the out. Woodward moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Woodward scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Tate reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. It's White Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Tate scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyons moves to third. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 0-for-4 in the game. Mulivy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodward. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-4 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Badgero hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.